People are leaving their homes to go to a remote place in the wilderness. They're going to the River Jordan to see the prophet, John the Baptist. They confess their sins. They receive a ceremonial washing. They all want a fresh start for a more godly life. They are also worried about the state of things. Like us, they would probably also say, no news is good news. Or, there is so much that is wrong with the world. These first century Israelites live under foreign occupation, you'll remember. Most people are truly second-class citizens in the society. They are constant uprisings and violence in their homeland. There is a steady stream of news abroad of wars and rumors of wars. People question the legitimacy of their leaders, such as Herod, which is connected to John the Baptist, who publicly criticizes him. He calls Herod to repentance for his wrongdoings, just as he does everyone else. And ultimately, it costs John his life. There is so much wrong with the world, and it needs to be made right. What I admire so much about these people coming to be baptized is that they're not just pointing their fingers at the world, the leaders, or other injustices they see. They're pointing their fingers at themselves. They hear John name their sins, which must have been painful. He tells them the wrongs that they need to make right. They acknowledge their sin. They recognize their need to turn away from harmful thoughts, words, and actions, and turn toward godliness, righteousness, to embrace their need to turn toward godly living. Their calling is now to fulfill God's righteousness, his call for justice, which begins with loving God with all, your whole being, and our neighbors as ourselves. And so they come to the river. John washes them, and they trust in God's forgiveness and strength for a new start. That is what's so confusing about Jesus for John. He is, as John says, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He does not bring it to the font. There are no wrongs to right in him. There is no injustice to repair in him. In him, there are no sins to forgive. John would have prevented him, our text says. John is ready to deny Jesus' baptism. He needs no repentance, and why give someone a bath or a shower when they are already cleaner than the water of the River Jordan? Jesus asked John to simply trust him in God's plan. Go ahead and baptize me, he says, because it will fulfill all righteousness. And so John baptizes Jesus, who promises that it will change everything for good. It will fulfill all righteousness. That is a bold claim, if you think about it. It's a huge order for one baptism to fulfill all righteousness. That is what everyone is looking for. That's why they're coming out of their towns and villages, because they want to see righteousness and justice fulfilled, to correct every error, to right every wrong, to rectify every misdeed, to repair every damage, to amend every inequity, to clean up every mess, to reclaim the forsaken, to straighten out what people twist and to forgive every sin, and ultimately to produce the fruit of the Spirit. To fulfill all righteousness is what we're praying for. Every time we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." To fulfill all righteousness is what we confess when we say, "He will come again to judge the living and the dead." Jesus is not baptized for himself. He was baptized for the world. John washes him with water from the river Jordan to show that he is the Son of God who will clean us up globally. He is the Lamb of God that will take away the sin of the world. And so we come to the water. We long for righteousness. We hunger and thirst for strength and justice. We name the wrongs. We want to be made right in the world. But we begin with ourselves, with me, with you. We confess that we have not fulfilled righteousness. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Scripture says. We come to the water for a fresh start. We come for cleansing. We come for strength to live as God has called us to live toward our Creator, and to live for our fellow creatures. We come to make the world a better place, one soul at a time. We come to the water of baptism. And the Word and the Holy Spirit come to us. The Word adopts us as His beloved children, as the Father speaks from heaven of His Son. "You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And He speaks of us, "You are my royal child. You please me. I love you." The Holy Spirit fulfills righteousness through us, as He promises to do. The Holy Spirit descends on us to make us holy, to sanctify us, to transform our lives, and to give us strength to live for God. When we are baptized, we're not just receiving the forgiveness for our sins and cleansing. We are putting on this righteousness of Christ. We are becoming the fulfillment of God's justice. We are, as it were, dressing up. We are receiving the work of Jesus, who fulfills every injustice and rights every wrong. "I bind this day to me forever by power of faith, Christ's incarnation, his baptism in the Jordan River, his cross of death for my salvation. His bursting forth from the spiced tomb, his riding up the heavenly way, his coming on the day of doom, I bind unto myself today. Against the demon snares of sin, the vice that gives temptation force, the natural lusts that war within, the hostile foes that mar my course. Or few or many, far or nigh, in every place and in all hours, against their fierce hostility, I bind to me those holy powers." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.